thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, benevolent viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hotus on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and GlobalView Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Morocco is lauded as a fine example of interfaith harmony. In education news, chess tournaments in Somalian schools promote the healthy development of children. In green innovation news, an American hybrid car is driven for 69 consecutive hours on one tank of gasoline. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 18th, is National Day or Constitution Day in Seychelles, honoring the approval of its constitution in 1993. Seychelles is an archipelago northeast of Madagascar. The Aldabra Atoll of Seychelles is one of the world's largest. It contains 152,000 giant tortoises, the planet's biggest population, and is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. The Seychelles Granitic Islands are the oldest oceanic islands on Earth. One of the rarest trees in the world, the jellyfish tree, is only known to be on this idyllic island country. We wish the gentle people of Seychelles a fabulous Constitution Day.
Fly-in news. Fierce thunderstorms strike China. On Tuesday, storms swept through much of the nation. In Anhui Province, over 180 people were injured and 15 succumbed to the gales of up to 29 meters per second, rains, and hail. Nearly 1.25 million people were affected, with 10,400 having to evacuate as thousands of homes collapsed. Crops were damaged and power and communications went out.
Guangdong Province also was hit with record-high rains that led to floods in Ping Yuan and Jiaoling counties, as well as a landslide taking two people's lives and injuring another. As homes were toppled and crops destroyed, some 15,000 people were affected, with 500 having to flee to emergency shelters. Soldiers and police are working to restore the roads, prevent potential landslides, and assist in evacuation and rescue. Our heartfelt thanks, soldiers, police, and all relief personnel of China, for your swift and selfless endeavors to ease the situation in disaster-hit regions. We are sorry to hear of the devastations throughout the land and pray for a quick recovery to the normalcy of daily life for those affected. Let us all join in helping restore the planetary balance through our increased thoughtfulness and earth-conscious actions.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Volcanic eruption in Russia. The 1,500-meter Sarachev Peak volcano on Russia's Matua Island began erupting Friday for the first time in 2 decades and is being called the largest ever in the Kuril Islands. The eruption spewed a massive ash cloud reaching 7.5 miles high. Its potential harm to engines and communication systems caused airline companies to cancel and reroute flights. Experts say the eruption is expected to last all week, and lava may also flow from the peak. There have been no casualties or injuries, as the island is fortunately uninhabited by humans. We pray for the protection of all wildlife that may be affected by this volcanic eruption, and that such dangerous trends are eased through our gentler consideration of the environment.
Swine flu cases too many to test in Australia. Only a fraction of potential swine flu cases are being tested in Victoria, Australia, because the significant increase in cases has overwhelmed the public health care system's ability to test all of them. Acting Chief Health Officer Dr. Rosemary Lester stated that although only 1,210 cases have been confirmed, the actual number of infected people is higher.
The Victoria healthcare system has moved to testing only those most at risk, including the elderly, expecting women, and people with underlying medical conditions.
Because 40% of those admitted to the hospital with swine flu in New York, USA, also had asthma, the National Asthma Council of Australia is encouraging asthmatics especially to be careful and seek testing.
Supreme Master Television interviewed by phone Dr. Anne Marie Kimball, MD, a leading epidemiologist at the University of Washington's Department of Health Services in the U.S. Dr. Kimball highlighted her concern about the significant increase in swine flu cases in the Southern Hemisphere locations, such as Australia, which has also entered its regular flu season.
We are a global community. We're really interconnected with one another, not only in terms of travel, but also in terms of trade. And that is a trend that makes us more vulnerable. We're basically as safe as the weakest public health system in the world in terms of flu.
The swine flu has taken more than 170 lives in the past few months, as infections worldwide are surpassing 36,000 in 81 countries. Meanwhile, companies such as Baxter and Novartis have developed and begun to produce swine flu vaccines, although it still remains for countries to decide which group should receive the limited supply of vaccinations first. Dr. Kimball, we thank you for your insights and offer our sincere gratitude to healthcare workers and officials across the globe for helping to protect and treat people for the swine flu. As we pray for those suffering and in mourning at this time, may all of us shield ourselves and one another by enhancing our immunity through the balanced, nutritious, vegan diet.
Eating fish could cause fatal mad cow disease. An article recently published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease warns against eating farmed fish that could transmit Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, more commonly known as mad cow disease. Food for farmed fish commonly contains byproducts from rendered cows, which, according to one of the report's authors, Dr. Robert P. Friedland, a neurologist with the University of Louisville in the USA, makes it possible for humans to be infected if they consume fish carrying the pathogen. Dr. Friedland thus advocates the removal of all rendered cow and fish feed to prevent the possible spread of the untreatable, universally fatal Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Our sincere gratitude, Dr. Friedland and colleagues, for raising our awareness about this hazard associated with fish consumption. May animals and humans alike flourish in health and longevity as more and more people turn to life-sparing practices like the plant-based diet.
Vegetarianism in religion. The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Kaldai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata, Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field, tract of the quiet way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Brad Pitt and family donate to Children's Hospital. Hollywood actors Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, along with Mr. Pitt's siblings, have contributed $1 million to St. John's Hospital in the family's hometown of Springfield, Missouri, USA, in honor of their mother's love for children. The fund will be used to pay for less fortunate children's cancer treatment, with the hospital's cancer wing being named the Jane Pitt Pediatric Cancer Center. Opening this summer, the center will also allow St. John's Hospital to become one of the 6 affiliates of St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital to participate in clinic research trials. Our appreciation, Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, and family, and heaven bless your generous care of these young persons. Your shining assistance will surely bring many happy smiles and cherished times for children and their families.
Humanitarian Armor visits U.S. As part of her annual 10-city tour through the United States, Indian humanitarian Mata Amritananda Mayi, known as AMA, arrived for her first stop in Los Angeles, California, to pray, meditate, and embrace persons as a way to share divine love. Saying that her spiritual practice is one of compassion and selfless service, AMA's charitable organization has funded many hospitals and rural clinics in developing countries, as well as helping rebuild thousands of homes following the Indian Ocean tsunami. A warm welcome and our gentle accolades, AMA, for your noble endeavors to foster love and peace around the world. Wishing you a safe journey in your mission of bringing heavenly comfort and benefit to many.
Save our planet. Ocean acidity harming marine life. Scientists and other experts testifying at a recent U.S. Senate subcommittee presented evidence that global warming has already detrimentally affected the world's oceans and their inhabitants. One example cited during the testimony was that no new oysters have been born in the past 4 years in the waters off the western coast of Washington State.
The acidity is being driven by atmospheric CO2 as well as depletion of certain fish that naturally reduce the acid content of the water. Subcommittee Chair Senator Maria Cantwell recommended comprehensive legislation to limit carbon emissions.
We appreciate your work, Senator Cantwell, U.S. legislators, and all involved in identifying the alarming plight of our oceans. We wholeheartedly support and look forward to seeing measures implemented that reduce emissions to safeguard planetary life.
During a March 2009 video conference in California, USA, titled Juice Fast for Peace, Supreme Master Ching Hai once again emphasized the importance of protecting our marine co-inhabitants, which ultimately protects ourselves.
There's another condition called acidification, where the lack of certain fish has contributed to higher ocean acidity, which in turn reduces the capacity of the ocean to absorb CO2. And the ocean is a very complex ecosystem, where every living thing has a unique function. So removing even a small fish for humans to eat creates an imbalance in the sea. In fact, we are already seeing an effect of this imbalance on marine mammals. As the ocean became warmer and warmer and more acidic, more toxins are present in the water. Anything God puts on earth is for a purpose. We should not kill anything, we should not eat anything except plant-based diet.
Save Our Planet. Prince of Wales presents the Ashton Awards for Sustainable Energy. As the guest of this year's prestigious ceremony, His Royal Highness Prince Charles bestowed recipients with school, business, and charity awards for their earth-saving efforts. One school in Surrey received the Ashton Award for reducing its electricity consumption by half. The Solar Energy Foundation of Ethiopia was recognized for developing the biggest solar-based project. A Ugandan biomass company was awarded for its help in preventing deforestation.
His Royal Highness spoke at the ceremony saying, "Putting the environment at the top of the political and economic agenda is ironically the surest way to pull ourselves out of the financial crisis from which the whole world is suffering." He went on to advocate the implementation of sustainable energy systems, improved waste utilization, and a gentler way of working with nature.
"We must recognize that we cannot continue without nature's support. We cannot actually have capitalism without capital. In other words, nature's capital. Once we have spent our natural capital, it cannot actually be replenished. And as I've tried to explain this evening, this is not only our most urgent priority, but also our greatest opportunity."
Our applause all recipients of the Ashton Awards for your beneficial green endeavours. We once again convey our gratitude, Your Royal Highness, for your noble call to action and all you do on behalf of the environment. May our efforts together as a global community yield fruitful reward for the earth and her co-inhabitants.
Save Our Planet, Vegan Earth Day Community Fest to boost hope for our planet. Coinciding with the first day of summer and Father's Day, this Sunday, June 21st, will also honor our planet as the first ever Vegan Earth Day. Organized by Go Vegan radio host Bob Linden, the multi-event festival is being held at Los Angeles Pierce College in Woodland Hills, California, USA, and will feature guest speakers, delicious vegan cuisine, music performances, and film screenings, all to promote the ecological and health benefits of the plant-based diet.
"We can make a decision to save our lives, the animals, and the planet by going vegan."
Throughout the day, a celestial art exhibit featuring Supreme Master Ching Hai's artwork of compassion will also be presented. As Mr. Linden had first come to know of her aesthetic designs through another such conference last year. Culminating the event in the evening will be a unique video conference hosted by Bob Linden, titled Vegan Earth Day for a Vegan World.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has been specially invited as the honored guest to share her insights in responding to questions from participants, including VIP guests. These include vegans and others such as Hollywood actor and animal champion Chris DeRose, firefighter and best-selling author of The Engine 2 Diet, Rip Esselstein, humanitarian and CEO of the first American Indian television channel, Joanelle Romero, and Vegan Earth Day host Bob Linden himself. The conference will be broadcast live both on www.veganearthday.org as well as on Supreme Master Television.
Bravo, Mr. Linden, and all Vegan Earth Day organizers for this exciting and timely endeavor. We especially thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her gracious acceptance to speak via video message to the participants, wishing the successful encouragement of more conscious individuals to be part of the earth-saving solution.
The Vegan Earth Day for a Vegan World Conference on Sunday, June 21st, will begin at 6 p.m. local time in California, USA, or 3 a.m. Central European time.
Save Our Planet, Researchers at Pacific Northwest National Laboratory in the USA developed flexible solar panels that could be installed on roofs like shingles.
Save Our Planet. The Office of the Presidential Advisor on Global Warming and Climate Change, or OPACC, in the Philippines, advises farmers to compost garbage for use in enriching the soil for the planting of fruit and vegetables.
Save Our Planet. Using the new US-based online service, screenwriter.org, screenwriters can upload their scripts and connect directly with filmmakers, thus eliminating some of the 180 million pages currently printed per year and saving the lives of innumerable trees.
Hello, it's me, Angelo, the vegan great-crested grebe. I'm one of the elusive stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I would like to share a tip with you on bonding with your dog companions. One way to do that is to exercise with them, watching how happy your canine friends are when having a fun walk or an enthusiastic run with you will make you want to work out with them every day. It's a healthy way to make your relationship even stronger. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now let's see the weather around our globe.
In interfaith news, Morocco is praised as a model of bringing together democracy and religion. The governor of the state of Virginia, USA, Mr. Timothy M. Kaine, commended Morocco for advocating openness to others' way of life. Governor Kaine's statement was made at a meeting with the president of the Advisory Council on Human Rights, Dr. Ahmed Herzani. Morocco's dedication to have women represented in politics was also lauded. Our accolades and gratitude, Morocco, for your commitment to all your citizens. May your nation flourish in harmony and sustainability under heaven's protection.
In education news, Somalian schools advance chess for peace. The Somali Chess Federation launched a chess tournament for students in the capital city of Mogadishu. The Federation President, Dr. Ahmed Abdi Hassan Watak, said, "Chess is not only a sport and pastime, but is also a mental exercise that will definitely stimulate the young brain, and we hope this will contribute to the healthy development of our young people and promote peace in our country." Bravo, Dr. Ahmed Abdi Hassan Watak, the Somali Chess Federation, and participants of this exciting endeavor. May all young people have every opportunity to develop in body, mind, and spirit. Up next, a USA hybrid car drives more than 2,300 kilometers or over 1,400 miles using one tank of gasoline. We will take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more remarkable news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, loving news for a heaven-like world. In green innovation news, a USA hybrid automobile drives 2,312 kilometers on one tank of gas. The 2010 Ford Fusion Hybrid car was kept on the road for 69 consecutive hours by a team of seven drivers who had been trained in techniques to maximize mileage. At speeds of less than 75 kilometers per hour, the 2010 Ford Fusion Hybrid can be driven using only electric energy. This record-setting drive raised funds for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. Kudos Ford Motor Company and all those involved in demonstrating the advanced technology of this fabulous vehicle. We look forward to seeing more such eco-friendly inventions soon.
Let's listen to a joke titled Flexible, told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
A real estate salesman had just sold his first house, only to know later that the piece of land he had sold was completely underwater. He came back and told the boss, "That customer is going to be very angry and he's coming back here soon. Should I give him back his money?" The boss was very upset. "Money back? Are you joking? What kind of salesman are you? Now go back to him and sell him a houseboat."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thank you for your wonderful, beautiful, powerful broadcasting in this world. I can feel the good energy. I hope many of people are watching Supreme Master Television. Hee-jong from Gwangju, Korea.
Happy Hee-jong. We thank you for your sweet heartline. It is our dream that people around the world reawaken their innate compassion to follow an animal-free diet to save themselves and this planet. May divine grace be with you and the open-hearted people of Korea.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May cheerful bird songs greet your days with joy. Farewell for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
A European Commission science and technology project builds a robot programmed to help construct a complicated toy by observing a person's actions, then finding the right parts and tools needed for assembly.
In its first ever Asian locale, the World Comedy Film Festival 2009 is held in Bangkok, Thailand, featuring 50 comedies and 14 short films from many different countries.
The UN Industrial Development Organization, together with technology company Hewlett-Packard, opens 20 new centers in Africa and the Middle East to train youth and others in employable IT skills.
Tsai Ching Yu, a first grade student from Taichung City, Formosa, or Taiwan, has been doing chores to earn 31 U.S. cents a day, which she then donates to a charity for disadvantaged students.
Italy announces plans to accept 3 detainees from the U.S.-run detention center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, in an effort to help resettle them and successfully close the center.
Launched by Philippine mother Amy Aznar in conjunction with ACAP Bata Sectoral Organization, the Send a Child to School program offers disadvantaged Philippine children free education.
In a meeting with Afghan President Hamid Karzai, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev affirms that his country will do everything possible to support the advancement of Afghanistan's modern political structure.
Guatemala implements a program called Escuelas Seguras, or Safe Schools, to create environments that support and encourage a learning focus for all students.
Former South African President Thabo Mbeki leads an African Union peace delegation to Sudan's capital of Khartoum to negotiate for peace in the Darfur region.
Saudi Ambassador Mohammed Al Ali and Swaziland's Minister for Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Lufto Dlamini, meet to discuss ways of enhancing cooperation between the two kingdoms.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.